going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we really enjoyed the Ranger conversation that broke out on the morning show this morning. There's a lot to it, and we're going to peel back the layers coming up at 5:40. But the big news of the day, Cowboys-wise, is that Zeke issued an apology. You can go read the whole thing at 1053thefan.com.
Zeke Elliott.
But there's one part that really stands out to me, and he says, I've worked hard to make better decisions and live up to the high standards that are expected of me. I failed to do that here, and I made a poor decision. God, I hope he means that and lives his life knowing that is always there while he's a Dallas Cowboy and needs to live up to the fact that the NFL is watching him with a different set of rules than they are any other player. And it's not fair. It sucks. Sucks for him. Sucks for Jerry. Sucks for Cowboys fans. But it's the reality of the situation. And as long as everyone understands that that's what they're dealing with, then maybe he can get through this thing and not get a bunch of unfair suspensions and be the MVP of this team and one of the best players in football and all the way through his most productive years.
Yeah,
that's what we're all hoping, man. That is what we're all hoping. I hope he truly feels and means this, and it's not just some words he put out there to make himself look good.
And I just feel like the way this probably went down, they had the meeting, and Zeke was probably very honest about the situation,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he was sitting there really knowing that he's probably not a big fan right now in the league office, though. Like, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of fans in the league office.
Right.
So I think he probably went. I would assume that he was very honest. And I assume the meeting ended with, all right, we will think about this and let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can imagine walking out of that, not knowing how bad I would feel. Not knowing, am I about to get suspended again?
Is this my, hey, dude.
Is this what I am now? This is what I'm remembered by now? I'm the two-time NFL rushing champ. And I'm remembered as just a guy who gets suspended sometimes.
Dude, I was talking to somebody earlier about this. So what are Zeke's endorsements? What?
Well,
a guy who is that charismatic, and he is. Yeah. Cowboys fans adore him. He's cool looking. He's got a lot of personality.
I jumped into the bucket.
Jumped into the bucket for charity.
I'm a fun guy.
And then when they find him for that, oh, donate money to charity. You know, he's doing he's doing all these great things. He's the best player on the Dallas Cowboys. What are his endorsements? Cole Beasley had more endorsements than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's put himself in that situation.
And
I get the fans that disagree and think it's messed up. I totally get that. But
yeah,
that's what it is until the new CBA comes together. It's how the process is going to be.
Right.
Okay. And honestly, I don't think anything's going to change with that. Because
mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be other things that they might find to be more important, worth bargaining for.
Right.
At the next CBA. But like, I get the people who are frustrated by it, but The guy to be mad at, whether what happened was worthy of a punishment or not, is the guy that put himself in that situation.
Responsible for your own actions, man.
Got to be responsible for your own actions.
And it's unfair.
If you were told don't get in trouble again at work,
right? It's unfair.
Maybe don't get in trouble again.
It's unfair that he has stricter guidelines, but he does. So what are you going to do? You're going to fight it and miss time and get suspended? Did, as we're sitting here talking about a new contract for Zeke and all that stuff, so you know he paid back part of his bonus when he was suspended 6 games and then didn't get a game check for 6 games and mm-hmm. he's paying an agent. He had legal fees. He had legal fees, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's probably flush with cash right now. I'm sure he's doing fine.
He's doing fine just because of his rookie deal money.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know.
But.
$10 million this year or whatever.
Right. But. He doesn't have that.
It could be unstoppable. And honestly, your shelf life. I don't think his running back shelf life is as short as others. I think he is going to be around for 10 years. But
by ending up on TMZ, he is wasting his most productive, valuable years from an endorsement standpoint, farting around with suspensions. That is as factual as it could be. Jason Garrett's gone on record saying that, remember?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you want to do?
And it also comes down to, as much as it may make some Cowboys fans mad or may seem unfair, it's kind of just right now the way it is. And it's the way it is because of the incidents from the past.
Dude, you
and
can,
that's multiple incidents.
Right.
It's not one thing.
Right.
It's multiple things.
And you know what? It's the same reason David Irving's not around. Yeah. David Irving can complain about IRS problems and all this and that. He knows what the rules are and he did something else instead.
Yeah.
So then that was a conscious decision. Wasn't a medical issue. It was a conscious decision. Hey, you have a surprise for me, don't you?
So on 1053thefan.com, I've posted, I'm doing this about once a month.
Okay.
I posted a new article yesterday, and it's called the Tolo Q&A. Volume 2 just went up yesterday.
All right.
Okay.
Like the blueprint.
I did Volume 1 in June, so Volume 2. And I just took some questions from some of our great listeners.
Was this like at an event?
Just people sent them to me. You can DM me on Twitter. My DMs are open. You can email me, kevin.turner@intercom.com, whatever.
Yeah.
So I just took a bunch of questions.
Okay.
And I was sitting there going, man, these are pretty good questions here. And I enjoyed writing answers for them. Okay.
I hate writing.
So I wanted to kind of just throw this at you. And Shippy, you can pop on as well, of course. So just some of these questions, see what you think here.
Okay.
What do you guys, this is from Kelly C. Murphy.
And
what do you guys talk about most during commercial breaks? Some of it you just can't be on the air at open.
Yeah, a lot of it is there's a lot of laughing and, oh my God, I can't believe that was just said. And are we going to get fired for that?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of that.
We basically do a satellite radio show in between.
Yeah.
And I would say the other side of that is sometimes it's just quiet.
Yeah, because you're reading.
Because the last thing you want.
I'm always doing Sudoku.
The last thing you want is someone always talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like we've had listeners come hang out.
Potential interns.
Like, and just very few times, but we've had listeners come up in studio, watch the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few people, not many,
mm-hmm.
who are just like, they're just yakking at you during breaks. It's like, hold on. Just kind of, it's our second to kind of catch your breath.
Just slow.
Organize your thoughts.
Right.
You know? So sometimes there's not a lot of talking. You know, it's at least it's typically not about what we're actually doing.
And a lot of times it's, are you serious? You're going to do that? I can smell that over here. Come on, man.
Come on, Ben.
Go do that out in the hall. Go do that in Spittle's office. God, it smells terrible right now.
Now, this one's from David Jack Lennon.
Excuse me.
And again, you can find this at 1053thefan.com, the Tolo Q&A. Do you think the Rangers will attract more talent when they move inside next year?
Ooh, I do think that they will be, I think they'll have a better chance at obtaining a high-level pitcher.
You know, yeah, okay. You know, my thought on that is that I don't know how much that it will affect it.
It affects
pitchers.
But it
definitely doesn't hurt it.
It affects pitchers, I think. I think a lot of pitchers are like, man, I don't want to go grind in that heat.
One thing, though, that Derek Collins has always told me is that he liked the heat here because it was a competitive advantage for him against opposing pitchers because he was used to this type of weather and a lot of other pitchers weren't. I don't know if that's a prevalent way of thinking for a lot of Major League Baseball pitchers, but I was surprised when he would talk about the heat in kind of a positive sense like that.
You know, something pitchers do a lot is they run. There's a lot of running that goes into being a pitcher. And we don't talk about that much because
running foul poles.
Oh, see you in 5 days. The pitchers run a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably thinking about things not only on every fifth day, how is this going to affect my everyday?
Right.
You know?
And to Shippy's point, a pitcher is not going to really think about that unless they've been through it.
You remember JD's many times told stories of like Claudio and Leclerc would be the guys who would get out early every day in the heat, mm-hmm. and they're down the left field line or right field line or whatever, and they're doing their hardcore workout at 2 p.m.
Right.
And just like, it was like, hey, these guys care and they work hard, but it's like, hey, well, if you could do that inside, you know,
right.
how cool would that be?
Wouldn't be really
cool. It would
be
30 degrees cooler.
It's like pitching cool for LA Fitness or something.
Next in the Tolo Q&A, if you could have a meal with anyone who ever existed, who would you choose?
I have two that are just immediately jumping to my mind so fast. Bill Murray and David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are my dudes. I mean, I'm talking about, you could have asked me that when I was in eighth grade and I would have given you that answer.
I'd probably go with Will Ferrell or J. Cole.
Oh, that's great. I'm already pretty tight with J. Cole, so, you know.
Yeah.
Not that
keep bragging.
What about you? What did you put? Or do we have to go read the article to find out?
You got to go to the article to find out. Okay. I don't feel like getting made fun of right now.
Yep.
What is your favorite segment and why?
I like the Tolo Q&A, where we go through some questions that Kevin's recently written an article about. I think that's pretty great. Either that or Jeffrey time.
I like the new intro to Jeffrey time.
Hey, do you have the new intro to Jeffrey time?
Let me see.
Please see if you can find that.
I saw a little bit of response about it on the Twitter web.
So great, man.
It was.
Is it? Are they going with that?
I hope they do. They have a choice.
Is it the Brian Clark Jeffrey time?
No, I mean, who could know the one where it's just a guy talking. There's no music playing on it.
I seriously think if they release this right now on iTunes, it would shoot up to number one on the charts.
Is this it?
No.
It's Jeffrey time.
Okay.
It's a
let's see here.
It's a guy. There's no music in it.
Oh, here we go. Let me listen.
Here we go. Let me listen. Probably should have planned this segment out better.
Yeah, somebody should have told me that we were going to.
What's the next thing there, Kevin?
What's the most fun interview you've ever had?
The most fun?
On the show.
Probably the fifth one we did with Banny. No, golly, that's hard, you know, because we've had so many fun ones with Dirk and so many fun ones with Travis. But I'm trying to think of one that would be a one-off that, you know, it wasn't necessarily fun. It ended up having some fun moments, but I still couldn't believe that we were talking to former president, or I guess you're always a president, George W. Bush.
Yeah, that ended up being great.
That ended up being really, really good. And I find him to be a very likable man.
Owen Wilson?
No.
Oh, God, that was great. I forgot about that.
The Owen Wilson one was good.
The Owen Wilson one.
Billy Bob Thornton a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Is this it?
Please, friend.
Yes.
Please be quiet. I am trying to listen to Jeffrey time. It is my favorite segment where he talks about the Cowboys and the Rangers. Shut up, Mike Basket. Please. I am trying to hear the Jeffrey time on 105.3. The Fan!
That is so good. That is the best show intro I've ever heard. A buddy of mine texted me, quote, shut up, Mike Basket.
His voice is so funny, too.
Amazing.
He sounds like he's dying. So he's on his deathbed.
Are you done with spring break?
He's on his deathbed dying. Time is of the essence. All he wants to do is hear one more segment before he goes to meet his maker. He's about to give up the ghost, and he just wants to hear one more segment about a Sasquatch hunt. Please, friend.
And Mike Basket won't shut up to get to Jeffrey time. Who are we?
Please, friend.
Who are we forgetting?
Please, friend.
Who are we forgetting? Owen Wilson, Billy Bob.
Garrett.
President
Garrett's
Bush.
Actually pretty good when you've interviewed
him. Fine.
Because we don't have him on every week like Sean and RJ do.
Right. Like the worst time to interview Garrett. The Workaholics guys.
Oh, the Workaholics guys are fun.
I wasn't involved
in
that.
The Aaron Paul thing twice. Oh, no, Aaron Paul once.
Mm-hmm.
The whole cast of Breaking Bad, pretty much. Okay, who cusses the most at the radio station?
I mean, everybody cusses so much, I don't even know how to.
They really do.
Right. It's like people just go, man, how do you not cuss on air? I was like, oh, that's what we should say to the earlier question. As soon as we go to break, we just all spit out cuss words for 35 seconds.
Yeah, we got to get them out.
Get it out of our system.
My answer, who cusses the most at the radio station, casually cusses.
Mm-hmm.
I said me, Skin, or Sean.
Yeah. I cuss a lot.
I'm just trying, like, off the air, obviously, who cusses the most.
Right.
Shippy cusses a lot.
Yeah.
Ben cusses a little bit. I wouldn't say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit.
Ben still loves the Lord too much to cuss as much as he does.
Who at the station where this, they asked me this, then not you. I was a boy when I started working here. You were a grown man.
Okay.
Who at the station were you most intimidated by when you first started out?
At our station?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really intimidated. Because
you were a grown man.
Right.
But I was 25 going into my first foray into full-time radio.
Right.
And the one that I couldn't get a read on was Dawson. And then Dawson worked nights.
Right.
And I knew his situation. I was thinking, man, he's probably like, wait, these guys are coming back. Why am I not afternoon drive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in my head.
Right.
Turns out Dawson was one of the first guys on the staff that would actually have actual talks about the station and, you know,
I really, really
real talks with.
I really, really like Gavin Dawson. Now, when I got here, me and Sharif had beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd been on rival stations and been talking trash to each other and all that. And when I got here, I let him know very early on. I was like, hey, whatever our previous beef is, as far as I'm concerned, it's over because we're teammates now.
Yeah.
And I think he looked at me like, you are full of it and I don't trust you. You're an ass. And I think after a couple months, he realized that I was being real with him.
Yeah.
That I was really like, dude, that's all in the past. I'm not worried about it. And me and Sean get along really good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.